Slideshow season 20, episode 59. We here chilling, bro. It's another one, bro. It's another one. You know, like I told you fucking people out there, it's like clockwork, bro. You know? It's like clockwork. It's like getting coffee in the morning. It's like drinking a bottle of water. And, you know, when people disagree with my message, you know, the go-to response to me is, you know, they say, oh, you think you're so cool, you're in a car, and, you know, like, this is like my way to belittle you or discredit you. And it's always funny when I get that, when I get those messages, and they happen frequently, bro. They happen frequently. You know, I don't know, like, maybe, like, there was, like, a you know, you got to understand something about the slideshow. We've been doing this for 20 years, bro. Okay? For, like, the first 10 years, I did a daily, this whole show, like, was on air. Like, live. Okay? For 5 hours, like every day, you know, and it wasn't in a car. It was actually, you know, it was where I was living, and, you know, we had office space for a while there when we were in Los Angeles, you know, so it's like, it's funny to me, man. It really is. You know, when people use that argument to like, sort of like, as if like, that's like some sort of like, it's just like some sort of diss to me. It's actually not, bro. You know, it's actually not. It's actually kind of funny to me. Because people don't understand, like, where, like, what I've done. And, you know, I mean, if I need to be in my overpriced apartment, you know, and set up a webcam and set up my mic booth again. And you know, like, no, I mean, I think it's better doing it this way, honestly. Because it's all about the message. You know, it's all about the message. You know, like, if I was going to be doing, like, these, you know, these fucking hacky ass, you know, the typical, like, all right, today on today's podcast, we have this person. And all that stuff is kind of, you know, like the typical, you know, like, let me have someone on my podcast and we're going to talk about things that we can both agree on. And it's like that. See, that's the thing about those types of shows, you know, those types of podcasts where they get, oh, today we're going to have this person. And then you watch those shows with those people, and then it's just two people like agreeing with each other. And it's all echo chamberish, bro. What is echo chamberish? It's people who, you know, it's people who basically, it's like people, if you're a liberal, if you're on the right, you know, you follow the accounts that are going to give you information that is going to affirm your views and your beliefs. So, like, you know, like, people who are, like, you know, we was talking about Trump yesterday, you know, and I think people need to be well aware, you know. That's why, like, honest commentary, you know, my boy Brian Caliburd, shout out to him, you know, he's one of these Bay Area patriots. He's a Bay Area Trump supporter. He's a Bay Area fucking conservative. No, I mean, I actually respect him because he is well aware that, you know, Trump is the better candidate, obviously. We all understand that, bro. We all understand that. And really, you know, I look at Trump's stance on Israel. You know, I think that's the most important thing because, you know, when we look at the agendas with Israel, like, that's really where what I'm curious about. You know, I mean, the abortion thing, like, we knew that, bro. Like, we already knew that. You know, when he disrespected Ron DeSantis and said that was a dumb idea, that Ron DeSantis wanted to ban abortions at 6 weeks. You know, like, that was like, you know, we kind of knew that. TikTok, Didn't really know that one. That was kind of fresh. Especially, like, conservatives. You know, conservatives were, like, always, like, you know, like, talking about TikTok. You know, Bud Light, eh, kind of expected that one. Expected it because, you know, I mean, Trump's one of his close connected people, Dana White, told you that you're not a patriot American unless you drink loads of Bud Light. And this was after, you know, after he got a check from Bud Light. See, Dana White is, there's, just unfortunate, you know, I mean, see, you know what it is like with Trump and Dana White, Kid Rock, you know, these types of people, these people have sold out 100%, you know, and there's a lot of people out there in society that view these people in high regard. You know, a lot of people like UFC because it's UFC. Everybody's been watching UFC for many years. I was watching it, you know, before I was into it. Actually, we were, as far as 20 years of the SciShow, you know, for a while there, we did a UFC show. You know, where there was these people that I knew from the Bay Area, and they were really into UFC. And they were like, yo, we would like to do a podcast. And so we did a show, you know, and we did that for a while. And then, you know, we didn't do it after a while. Yeah, I've done some things here, bro. You mean you've done more than just talk inside of your automobile? Yeah, we've done some things, bro. So, like, Dana White, like, sold out on the whole Bud Light thing. You know, and he was, like, really the first one that, before Trump did. You know, Trump sold out because, you know, that's just the nature of the game. This is why, like, people who fuck with the SciShow, you know, you need to understand, like, there is no fawning over politicians, fawning over celebrities, fawning over people that aren't Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only person that people should be obsessed with to the point to where they praise somebody in that regard. The way people, like, create these God complexes for celebrities, for politicians, it's all retarded, bro, to me. You know, it's all retarded to me, and I really, you know, when I was like 7 years old, you know, I used to be like that with athletes. You know, I was a big sports fan. Not anymore, bro. They're going to start putting social justice, like NFL, the woke NFL is going to start allowing people to put social justice messages on their helmets. Wokeism, bro. Wokeism. You know, as far as the election goes, like, let me just, I think I've said this before, you know, I think what people need to understand about, you know, the election, and, you know, a lot of people are into this, and Trump 2024, and everybody wants to say these types of phrases, and, you know, I don't think he's going to win. You know, I mean, I just don't see it happening. You know, because, you know, politicians are not elected, they're selected. And I just don't see it happening, bro. You know, I think that, I think in 2016, the reason why they selected Trump was because they wasn't ready for a woman president. That's literally what it came down to. They was like, okay, we're going to either have this guy who is a fucking world-renowned businessman. You know, I'll give him credit. You know, he was a world-renowned businessman. Or we're going to have a woman as the president. No. They weren't ready for that, bro. Even the most liberal people were like, yeah, we can't have no woman president. But when we look at 2024 and we look at this election that's coming, and, you know, people are very excited. And, you know, there are things about Trump that I can say, you know, as far as someone who's a conservative, someone who is, you know, in this space. You know, see, what I think people need to understand is the agenda. You know, it's the overall, you know, the overall agenda. And the overall agenda is that, you know, Trump represents, you know, hardworking people out there, you know, people in rural areas, you know, those of you that have never been to rural areas. You know, people talk about country music. You know, we were talking about it recently with Beyonce, and you know, there's a but that whole like culture of rural America, you know, it's a great situation, man. Small towns and shit. You know, these communities that are upholding the traditional values of America. You know, this is what we talk about conservatism. You know, we talk about conservatives now. You know, I mean, Trump is not, you know, obviously he's not a perfect person, but his campaign, the identity of MAGA, the, you know, all those types of things, you know, when we look beyond him selling out and we look beyond all those things, you know, it's a cool thing, bro. It really is, because, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there that love America. They love the country, and they're not down for all of the mainstream media, you know, like all the mainstream media, like, you know, division that they push, because they do, you know, and both of them do, bro. You know, like there's no, you know, there's no like, oh, that news network over there is on our side. No, Fox News is pretty much Jewish ran. You know, they're part of the fucking problem. You know, all of them, Newsmax, they're all part of the fucking problem. It was actually something that, you know, if you believe that that Fox News was on your side, or Newsmax is on your side, or CNN is on your side, you know, it's all part of the divide and conquer shit. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's the reality. But as far as like Trump 2024, you know, I don't see him winning. Nah. You know, people don't, you know, normies, see, look, people who are like obsessed with like Trump or, you know, Biden or whatever, you know, this normie shit, bro. It's normie shit, you know, arguing over grown men, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, no one is coming to save you, bro. No one is coming to save you. All right? And I saw that with Obama. You know, when Obama was running, you know, everybody thought, you know, Obama was going to save them. No, politicians ain't going to save you, bro. No one's going to save you. And that's why personal responsibility is like one of those things where it's like, you know, it is the most important thing, I think, as people, you know, in a society, is the personal responsibility. You know, I mean, if whatever your situation may be, if you got kids, if you are trying to survive, you know, I think at the end of the day, like I've said on many occasions, like no one gives a fuck. Like no one cares that your life sucks. No one cares. You know, it's like these people that hate capitalism and then they look at their life because their life sucks. You know, I mean, personal responsibility is important, bro. And, yeah. I just, you know, when we look at America and I look at the overall view of Donald Trump, nah, I don't see it happening. I hope I'm wrong, though. You know, like, I'm not rooting against him. You know, I'm not, like, over here, like, saying, oh, I hope he loses. And no, I just don't think the mainstream America, I don't think people, and I think people are just too much indoctrinated. It's, you know, I mean, if there's a Republican president, you know, it's very rare. You know, it's very rare. I mean, you know, I mean, when we look at these institutions, when we look at the indoctrination that's happening on a day-to-day basis, people are getting liberal ideas. People, conservative ideas aren't celebrated at all. They're not promoted. They're not celebrated. And anytime you talk about Republicans, George W. Bush Sr., George W. Bush, or not George W. Bush Sr., George Bush Sr., George W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, Trump, you know, these people are shamed in society to a very high degree, you know, and I, you know, whether it be the media, whether it be the music industry, whether it be movies, popular culture. Liberalism is what's being pushed out there. And, you know, people are just indoctrinated everywhere you look. And it sucks, though, because, you know, when we look at normieism, you know, normieism is like, is a horrible thing, bro. It's a horrible thing. You know, people who just like want to look at the eclipse, you know, the eclipse in the sky, you know, let me follow the crowd. And, you know, that's what most people do. Actually, there's no one side that does it more than the other, because all of them do it. That's right. That's why you got to be strong, man. That's why you got to be a free thinker. You got to understand things. See, too many people have been indoctrinated through society. Too many people have been indoctrinated through school. People are indoctrinated, are consistently being indoctrinated on a day-to-day basis. You go to your job, you know, these things are going to happen. But here's a unpopular take. Is that no matter what happens in the elections, things will be okay. That's right. Things will be okay. Not one man. It's a big ass fucking truck right here, yo. Shit's fucking huge over here and shit. It doesn't matter what the situation is, you know, not one man is bigger than the agenda, the overall conservative agenda. That's why I say, you know what people need to really do, like, if you consider yourself a right winger, what you need to do is, you need to look around in right wing world, you know, in your communities, in your state, and you need to, what you should do is you should just celebrate, you know, the wins that are out there right now. You know, places like Huntington Beach, California. Huntington Beach, California was able to ban special interest flags, which is basically the pride flag. You know, look at places like that. You know, there are wins. You know, Sunol, California is another one of those communities out here in the far left Bay Area. You know, they banned special interest flags at their school. You know, I mean, you know, you have to look at what conservatives are actually winning on. And unfortunately, there's going to be too many people that put their eggs in one basket, the election, and they're going to be very discouraged. I told my boy yesterday, my boy is like this big time Trump supporter, right? And you know, like I said, I've said what I've said about Trump. I said, I don't think Trump's going to win. I said, $500 right now. If you think Trump is going to win, $500, let's go. Do a bet. He couldn't do it. And I think that's pretty much, I think most people realize that. Most people realize that, bro, is that Trump is not winning. Look, I could say whatever I want. I could criticize Trump, but the fact is he would not be so desperate to be bending his knee on abortion, be throwing LGBTQ events. That's right, Melania Trump threw an LGBTQ event last week. You know, sell out to TikTok, sell out to Bud Light, sell out to abortion, sell out to the vaccine. If he thought he was going to, if he thought he was going to win, if he thought he was like, bro, seal the deal, like it's sealed, the deal is sealed. He's winning the presidency. If that was the case, he wouldn't be selling out the way he sold out. The way he sold, and he's going to continue to pander. He's going to continue to pander. He's going to continue to sell out. 100%. It's going to be ugly, bro. It's not going to be ugly for me. It's not going to be ugly for me because I'm telling you right now, today, I don't know what today is. It's like fucking, I don't know what today is. But, you know, season 20, episode 59. I'm telling you right now, I don't see him winning the election. For him to sell out the way he's done on many different things. And he's just going to keep going down the list, bro. Gun control. You know, I mean, he's basically been someone who's been... He's definitely talked about red flag laws. You know, red flag laws, you know. And you know, he's selling everybody out, bro. It's an ugly situation. That's what... And hey, you know what? And people don't like me pointing these things out. They like, oh, well, fuck you then, bro. I'm gonna fucking unfollow you. Okay, you can unfollow me, bro. But the reality is I'm not the one that's selling out, bro. Matter of fact, my views are consistent. You know, and it's funny too, because like in 2020, when, you know, we started like really getting into these things, 2020, 2021, 22, you know, I was like, just like unapologetic. Like, I was like, I don't give a fuck, bro. The same way I don't give a fuck now, giving you guys the truth about Trump and, you know, just the overall agenda, conservative, you know, all that is basically the same where I was in 2020 when I was telling people, like, yo, Trump is the fucking, you know, best candidate for this shit. And then everybody was all fucking like, what? What do you mean? So Tucker Carlson, like, had some guy on his show yesterday, a Palestinian Christian, and they explored a bunch of things that had to do with Jewish, you know, people in Israel, the way they treat Christians. And of course, every mainstream Republican, influencer, media person, their heads are blown up. And they're like, I can't believe Tucker Carlson would do such a thing. Yeah. I mean, these things are clear, bro. You know, Jewish people, you know, like to use the, you know, when Jews, American Jews, you know, first of all, they all play like identity politics. You know, that's something that we saw with October 7th. You know, after going 3-4 years, not believing the news, not believing mainstream media, understanding all these things. Look, there is no right. There is no left. In America. All right? People say, oh, yeah, I'm a Republican, bro. I'm on the right. I'm on the right. There is no right. There is no left. The things that really matter in the world, foreign aid and you know, all of this, you know, all of the things that really, truly matter in the world, it is ran by Jews. Jews. And, you know, I mean, we've seen this time and time again, you know, every powerful structure in America, big pharma, big media, big tech, big music business, you know, all of these powerful structures, they're all ran by Jews. And that's it. You know, and when we look at Christianity, when we look at right-wingers that are Christians, you know, they feel like they have to stand with Israel because of things that are written in the Bible. And I've had these conversations with people who are consider themselves Christians. I've, you know, we've talked about it like a lot, you know, and the reality is you need to understand something about Israel, about Jews. Is these people are the ones that conservatives, you know, it's like, you know, like the Audrey Hale thing. Audrey Hale was a woman who thought she was a man, but she wasn't a man, and she killed a bunch of Christians. You know, these people hate Christians. You know, the people that have been radicalized by the agendas. You know, the anti-white rhetoric is a Jewish ran agenda. Okay, so when you look at DEI, you know, we talked about DEI, which stands for didn't earn it. No, it actually stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. You know, this whole idea that we need to exclude white people. You know, there. See, the diversity thing is one of these things that's been propped up in the liberal agenda. The whole word, you know, the diversity, you know, the whole, that whole diversity word. Like, it's really like, you know, like coming from the Bay Area, like I literally was around like all types of races, you know? So like when they start talking about diversity, it's been used it's been used in like a very ugly way. You know, it's been used to exclude white people. You know, when it's used with leftists, it's like 100%. It's not about like, oh yeah, you know. See, that's where like leftists and shit. Like when they use these phrases, they're not what they're saying. Like it's like, oh yeah, we're diverse. Okay, like if you look at it from the outside in, you know, you're like, oh wow, okay, yeah, that sounds cool. That sounds cool because, you know, what that is equal treatment. You know, the whites are going to be able to fucking be involved, the blacks, the Asians, the Latins. But that's not exactly what the diverse means. The actual definition, like, that's not the reality of what diversity is. See, the reality, okay, so they have what they say. Now they say, okay, yeah, you know, oh yeah, diversity, you know, we're down for everybody. We're down for everybody's fucking equal rights and, you know, but it's not. It's not really the reality is you're going to exclude white people. That's why like the whole DEI thing, like it's all trash. You know, the whole affirmative action, like, yo, like let me just, you know, like I'm just not for it, bro. I've never been for it, bro. Like I'm a hard worker, bro. You know, it's like a lot of these people that get put on in the Biden administration, they're all DEI hires. And it's funny to me because normies, people that don't do research, people that have no knowledge, people that have no type of fucking like anything, they don't know anything about DEI. Oh, that's just some, that's the N-word. That's the N-word. That's what they say. The DEI way is excluding white people. 100%. And giving people positions in the workforce based on the color of their skin. So if someone is black, they get a position just because they're black. That's basically the KJP shit. You know, KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, whatever her fucking name is. You know, she was a black lesbian. DEI all the way. It's the most trash shit ever, bro. You know, I come from, I don't give a fuck, bro. If I'm looking for someone to, if I'm looking for a role to fill in like a work setting, let's say I want to hire a producer for the Sly Show and I have like 10 candidates, the DEI way is, okay, we're going to get all the white people. No, we don't want you because you're white, obviously. Fucking white. You fucking racist KKK whites. So we're going to take them out the fucking situation. And then we start looking at the Asians. We start looking at the brown people. We start looking at the blacks. Oh, yeah. Those are the people right there. Those are the people that we need to fucking bring onto our team right there. But then you ask the question. You say, hey, are they, qualified? Oh, it doesn't matter. Qualified? We don't need to fucking have no qualifications. This is fucking America. Yeah, so, you know, that's, you know, these things are Jewish ran agendas. You know, so like when we look at, you know, Tucker Carlson, you know, he's triggering the shit out of all these mainstream Republicans. And that's why I don't align with the right wing, the right side, conservatism, republicanism, is because a lot of them are Jews and a lot of them are just bought and paid. And they hate Christ, bro. You know, like when I was in Los Angeles, living out there, and I was trying to break in into the, you know, the business. You know, that was one of the first things that told me. They say, "Yo, during Christmas, bro, Beverly Hills is like a ghost town. It is dark. Everybody turns off all their lights. It's because it's a bunch of Jews and they don't like Christ." Yeah. So Tucker Carlson is triggering people, man. You know Ben Shapiro, you know what he said recently? Now, Ben Shapiro runs the Daily Wire. The Daily Wire is a conservative outlet. They produce movies, documentaries. They've done some good shit. Not gonna lie. I like the What Is a Woman, the Matt Walsh documentary that the Daily Wire did. I like the Black Lives Matter, you know, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold. You know, the Candace Owens Black Lives Matter documentary. They've done some good things. However, like most of conservative outlets, they're ran by Jews. Whew. Is that good? Is that bad? Like, what do we do? What are we talking about? It's bad. It's really bad. Daily Wire, one of them. Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk. Everybody loves Charlie Kirk. He's supposed to be an evangelical Christian. He's bought and paid by the Zionist State of Israel. Glenn Beck runs the Blaze TV, the Blaze Media. Nope, not going to have it over there. Glenn Beck is one of these people, you know, he talks about being fucking like, you know, his whole purpose in the world is to serve Israel. That's his whole purpose. Becomes a very like serious conflict of interest when you look at the people in, you know, conservative America. These are people that believe in Christ, Jesus Christ. Okay? These are people that believe in Jesus Christ. It's a ugly one, bro. If you're brainwashed with the whole, like, we must stand with Israel, Israel's our biggest ally, that's an ugly one to be fucking, you know, especially if you're Christian and shit. Yeah, that's an ugly one, bro. And it'll change. No, it's not changing. Epstein, Weinstein, all the Steens, Goldbergs. Yeah, they're all, bro, Hollywood. It's not changing. There's no, it's better if you realize it and you jump on board with the factual fucking idea that, you know, these people are fucking like, they're just anti-conservative, honestly. I mean, the conservative lifestyle is what? In America. Like, if we were to say, what is the conservative lifestyle? Now, I'm about to say some things that I don't personally agree with, okay? I don't think that people should, like, blindly back the blue, you know, understanding that, you know, the Arkansas Police Department, you know, was cutting down a Trump flag. You know, I don't think, you know, I think people need to form their own opinions about certain things. You know, literally, like, the entire opposition that conservatives in America have to the Palestinian and Israel war is every leftist who's acting a fool in the streets. That's their whole shit. See, they're not talking about the actual genocide that's taking place in Israel. They're not taking, or not Israel, but, you know, Gaza and all that. You know, they're not talking about that. All they're talking about is like, oh, look at that leftist over there. Oh, he looks stupid. Oh my God, they shut down that bridge. Oh my God, they passed an ordinance in their city that they want to cease fire. See, this is where we get into right-left politics and we realize that, you know, a lot of people are just controlled. They're controlled by their political party's narrative. The political party's narrative for the Republican Party is to back Israel. Why?
Well, because, like, you know,
it begins, like, you know, you start to realize something here. You start to realize that normie thoughts are normie thoughts. Give me a random normie thought from the left. We need to stand with the current thing. What's the current thing? I don't know, mass vaccines, mass masking your face. These are normie thoughts, 100%. Okay? Now, why are they normie thoughts? Because that is what the overall mainstream, like, because that's just what we're supposed to do. We don't know. But that's what they said that we're supposed to do. Same thing with Israel and right-wing people. Is we're supposed to back Israel because we don't really know why we're supposed to back Israel. We're just supposed to back Israel. I mean, a bunch of leftists are fucking calling for a ceasefire. And you know what? That's not us. You know? That's not us. That's not what we're about. Come on, man. We're right wing. We're conservatives. We're Republicans. Sounds like some normie shit to me, bro. Sounds like some fucking normie shit to me. Because, you know, the reason why it's normie shit to you is because when people call Donald Trump racist, when people oppose Trump, when people oppose, you know, these things, you know, they don't even know what the fuck they're saying, bro. Is Donald Trump racist? Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Okay, I haven't seen a whole lot of fucking evidence that he is, you know. You know, a lot of people always revert to the same shit. You know, see, that's how normies are, is they don't think for themselves. They just go off of like what, like is the stock. It's like the abortion shit, like with people, and you know, with the rape and incest thing. It's like that's just a stock thing that people bring up, you know. But I'll say this right now, like, you know, opposing Israel is something that I think every conservative should do, because of, if you got to understand, you know, and people don't want to be told. See, what it is political left and political right. It's normie bullshit. 100%. You know, people just, like I said, people want to be part of something. People don't believe in anything. So, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to just go along with it because that's the cool thing. I would say, you know, the right wingers who are like non-believers. There's a large amount of them. People who are right wing, who, you know, and these are the people who don't give a fuck about abortion. You know, these are you talk about abortion with these people, they're like, ah, man. I was down, you know, you get these people who say, I was down for pro-life until, like, you brought rape and incest in it. And the only reason why they're saying that is because they're trying to support the Trump narrative about abortion. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Tucker Carlson, you know, asking questions. You know, Ben Shapiro said, you know, it is anti-Semitic to ask questions. Fucking Ben Shapiro. He's a fucking loser, bro. He's a fucking loser, bro. Not only is he a fucking loser, but he wants to put Israel first. All these fucking people, bro. And that's why I love doing this the way I do it. You know, I could give you guys a very unfiltered, authentic show. You know, Jason Whitlock is this black conservative guy. You know, he's done some stuff in the sports world. I think he's worked for ESPN. He's worked for Fox News. You know, he's one of these guys who gets called an Uncle Tom because he doesn't really give a fuck. Like, he doesn't give a fuck. Like, you know, calling ignorance when blacks are doing things that are ignorant in society, you know, he calls it out. And you know, he's just one of these guys. He has a show on the Blaze Media. That's Glenn Beck. And he had some guy on there like a couple months ago. And the guy was just like, he was unloading like all these things about Jews and like their involvement in the hip hop world, you know, their involvement in the, you know, all of that. And he had to take that shit down. You know, he had to take that interview down because this guy, you know, was really, really like calling it like it is. And it goes deep, you know, it goes deep. But, you know, I try to keep shit simple for people. You know, too many people are like, I think a lot of people are surface level voters where they're, you know, so it's like, you know, talking about things when you say Jewish, you know, America has a Jewish problem. You know, when we look at mass immigration, LGBTQ, when we look at gun control, when we look at communism, when we look at all these things that are involved that conservatives oppose, socialism, when we look at the music business, when we look at movies, you know, when we look at all these things, yo, I mean, it's Israel, bro. It's Jews. And that's why I unapologetically, I will fucking come out here day in, day out and say these things. I don't give a fuck, bro. I know people, surface level normies, watch me, you know, and they're like, oh, you know, I don't give a fuck, bro. I stopped, bro. I've never cared about what people thought about me because at the end of the day, I know who I am, you know, and I know what I know what I am and I know what I'm not. And I'm not here to cater to a political side or anything like that. At the end of the day, I'm here to fucking do the slideshow. And the slideshow is supposed to be authentic. We're supposed to be real. And you know what? If people don't like it, then they don't like it. I don't force no one to fucking watch my show. I hope that people fucking follow me wherever they could find. You know, and I hope everybody fucks with the slideshow. But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, shit, it's not like we're on the FM dial and, you know, we got like fucking 2-3 stations that you could choose from. Nah, man. It's a beautiful thing, bro. We started this Web 2.0. We started doing the slideshow in 2004. And I was like, yo, I'm just going to do my show every fucking day. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about me. Let's fucking drink water and fucking like, yo, let's do what we do. You know, years ago, I came up with a term to, you know, like talk about people who fuck with, you know, people who are like consumers of content. You know, I always talk about closet fans. You know, and it's more than ever, bro. More than ever, bro. You know, what is a closet fan? A closet fan is someone who is watching from afar, and they don't tell me that they're watching, but they're watching. You know, there's a lot of those types of people. People who are curious. What is he gonna say today? What is he saying on this topic right here? What is he going to say about that? You know, it's people who consume content and they don't let you know that they're consuming it. In the years of FM radio, you know, I used to work in FM radio. I don't know if you guys know that. That's where I started my career. You know, I started doing that and, you know, I started a local radio station out here in San Francisco. 94.9. It's a really popular radio station. And then I was working there and then I realized, like, this is so fucking stupid. How people can be so worried about the same 10 songs. How do we get on this topic?
I don't know, bro. You got that ADHD and shit. And then the motherfucker says, bro, you got ADHD? And I says, yeah. You ever try Adderall? Fuck yeah, we used to snort that shit.
What?
Yeah. Not anymore, though.
Nah, man.
I don't subscribe to Big Pharma, bro. I think, you know, we gotta, if I'm going to do a show, and I'm going to fucking, I gotta be what I, you know.
I was skinny too, bro. These fucking bitches taking that Ozempic, bro. You get on Adderall, bro. You look, bro, I was looking at some of these old pictures of me when I was on Adderall. When I was, you know, prescribed and everything. Yeah, it was like, yeah. They was handing them shits out like they was candy and shit. We used to call it Addy candy. Yeah, that's right. I look so fucking skinny, bro. I look like Matt Damon on that motherfucking movie. What was that? What was that movie where he looks so skinny? Bro, my cousin Gabe looks like Matt Damon, by the way. I forget the name of that movie. What was it? It was, oh, man, I can't think of that movie, what it was called. It was the one with fucking Lou Diamond Phillips. We got someone behind us right now, bro. They're pulling up behind us. What's this about? We got someone behind us. That was a good war movie, though, bro. The one with Lou Diamond Phillips. It was called... I don't think it was called Black Hawk Down. It was called, fuck. Meg Ryan's up in it. Denzel Washington's in it. I forget. But anyways, yeah, he looked skinny as fuck in that movie, bro. Yeah, like, you know, that's that. See, Adderall skinny is like where they like, where you know, you can't even like happily lose weight. You start fucking doing the Adderall and they say, you know, so why does Adderall make people lose weight? Well, it speeds up your metabolism and it curbs your appetite. It's a double banger, bro. You know, it's like, you know, most people just want the metabolism, you know, sped up. You know, like that what was it, that white dude in I'm losing my brain over here, but the guy that's in the Hustle and Flow movie, that little white guy, that's that little shrimpy skinny white guy, yeah. But yeah, you know the Adderall, you know, it's like legal meth, bro. It's legal meth. I've seen enough people talk about Adderall, like, you know. We just got a whole bunch of motherfuckers just driving around and shit out here right now. Yeah, we should just tell them to bro, they should pull up, take a seat. We should do the slideshow live for people out here. I should roll these windows down. We can do what we want to do. Yeah, so Adderall is like, bro, it's fucking... You start getting on that and then, you know, people be like, yo, are you... You know, you lose so much weight. People say, bro, are you sick? Bro, what's wrong with you, bro? Are you fucking on something? And then be like, yeah, bro. I'm on that motherfucking shit, bro. We used to call it Addy candy, bro. Addy candy. Yeah, I was like, you know what? So, okay, because I gained like all this weight, right? Well, I didn't gain like hella weight. I gained a little weight. And I was like, all right, so either I'm going to go back to the doctors, I'll get my refill of the fucking Addy, or I'll just go to the gym every day. And I chose the gym. Yeah. Hey, like I said, we all have our decisions that we're supposed to make in this world. Some people fucking make good ones. Some people make bad ones, bro. So, here's the deal. I'm like 80% ready to go buy a pack of cigarettes. And then, you know, I was like, I'm we're almost there. That's something that's probably, and it probably doesn't help that I'm talking about that right now. You know, used to smoke Newports, but you know, I can't even buy the fucking menthols no more because they said, yo, we can't do it. Gavin Newsom, bro. They said Biden is holding off on banning Newport cigarettes nationally. Bro. They don't want black people, you know, getting pissed off of that, even though they have already done it in California. California is just a fucking, it's so fucking stupid. I remember when they started using all these, like, you know, no smoking indoors. Yeah. All that shit, bro. You know, it's been a decline, bro. Society has declined since the 1990s, and that's why I listen to 90s music. I remember the 90s. You know, they started fear-mongering that the whole world was going to end. You know, 2000s. Did it end? No. But maybe they weren't talking about, like, physically it was going to end. Maybe they were just talking about, like, fucking... maybe they were just talking about, like, yo, the whole wokeism is about to fucking kick into overboard. It's just been a down... It's just been fucked, bro. Ever since fucking 2000. This has been good today, bro. It's a good little show that we did today, bro. Hey, man, you know, you guys are supporting out there. You guys are fucking, you know, you guys are I'm getting people hitting me up. They're responding to me on the DMs. You know, I appreciate you guys, man. You know, I really do, man. 20 years of the Slide Show, 59 episodes. I couldn't be any more happy with what this show has become. 100%, bro. 100%. Like, these, you know, people who were, like, around before, like, 2020, you know, they're kind of, like, in this, like, mind frame of, like, two different versions. It's all the same shit, bro. You know, it's all the same shit. We looking good on a day-to-day basis. We, you know, it's a good look for everybody out there. So I appreciate everybody that's fucking with the Slideshow. Go to the website, theslideshow.com. We're on Rumble. We're on BitChute, we're on Telegram, we're on X, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. And that's what it's about, man. So, yeah, man, you guys have a wonderful day. And I'll check you guys on the next one, man. Have a God bless one, man. You guys be safe out there, and I'll check you guys on the next one. God bless everybody out there. All right, man. Peace out.